gratuitement.
Wow!
Et vendredi le 8 mars au Centre Leonardo da Vinci, deux pièces de théâtre. Le Chat Beauté à 13h pour les Bouchous de 3 à 6 et Bookie et Malice à 16h pour les 7 à 13 ans. Seulement $30 pour adultes et enfants.
Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on fait cette année pour la semaine de relâche?
Euphoria!
Billets en vente partout et sur Eventbrite. Info 438-994-7615. 438-994-7615.
Yay!
You're listening to CKUT.
CKUT! Les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
Heavy Trip and CKUT present An Evening with Revenge International Recording Artists, Horse Lords and Colbert. A new Grammy double whammy, Chock-a-Block with Sonic Tamfoleri. Live at Sotrania on Saturday, March 16th. Tickets on sale now. For more information, visit www.google.com.
Daleks, listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Thank you.
Soledad Platz, Nevada. The time, 6:15 a.m. The climax of arduous planning. Operation A-bomb test underway.
Detonation minus 2 minutes.
Military personnel, from Buck Private to top-ranking brass. Men from research and news services move into position. The bomb-carrying plane makes its initial run. Radar with eyes that never sleep. Special equipment go into operation. All orders are carried out with split-second precision. Warning is given to all commercial aircraft to stay out of the test area.
Detonation minus 70 seconds.
Marines take to the air, carrying sensitive instruments and nuclear scientists, ready to record the radioactivity from the closest possible vantage point.
Detonation minus 40 seconds.
The bomb-carrying plane nears the target. Tension mounts as all members of the flight crew anticipate the task to pinpoint the bomb on a tiny circle of Earth below. Now the plane wings its way toward ground zero. Warning signal is sounded. All observers prepare for the blinding flash of the bomb.
Detonation minus 20 seconds.
Command of the plane is given to the bombardier. Ground zero dead ahead. The key man now goes into action. Bomb bay doors open.
Detonation minus 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This is the beginning.
From base, Come in, Tar Baby 2. Come in, Tar Baby 2. We've lost contact, sir. Baker 2, sir. Yes, sir. All patrol craft in test area, this is a mayday.
Repeat, this is a mayday. Proceed to segment Baker 1-7. Search for Tar Baby 2.
Control from Tar Baby 7. Wreckage sighted southwest corner, Soledad Flats. Ship appears completely demolished. No sign of survivors. Over.
Roger, Tar Baby 7. Circle wreckage at 1000 feet
until arrival of helicopter rescue unit.
Dr. Kruger, Colonel Banks speaking. Would you mind coming into my office right away, please? Thank you. As I was saying, our search planes found the wreckage of your husband's plane, Mrs. Martin. A rescue crew was sent out, but...
But they must have reached the wreckage hours ago. Why can't they find him?
I honestly don't know, Mrs. Martin. Yes, come in. Dead in the wreckage. And according to all reports, no one could have bailed out. I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Martin.
Hospital.
Come on, Doctor. Come on.
All right, look up to your right. Now look over to your left. All right, get up now. Well, everything seems all right. Except, can't you recall anything that happened from the time your plane crashed until...
I remember the controls froze. The next thing I saw was the main gate of the base.
Your plane was completely demolished, the pilot burned to death, and you show off the picture of health. Are you sure you weren't driven here?
Positive.
You don't remember where you got this?
Mm-mm.
You know, your medical chart shows no indication of any scars on your body.
Well, I must have got it in a crash.
No, this was surgery. A very skillful incision.
I've never had an operation.
Now, that's what I don't understand.
Mr. Briggs. Colonel Banks. How are you, Mr. Briggs?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. I see the FBI doesn't waste much time.
Well, not if we can help it, Colonel.
Oh, you know our base surgeon, Major Clift?
Sure. How have you been, Major?
How do you do? Well, I guess you gentlemen have business to discuss.
Oh, no, no. This won't take a minute. Sit down.
Sit down, please, please, gentlemen. Cigarette.
Oh, thank you.
I understand you've already talked with Dr. Martin.
I just left him. You know, Colonel, according to my files, Dr. Martin is just about the key man on this nuclear project.
Yes, along with Dr. Kruger, he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know they're both good friends and, both have knowledge and access to top secret information.
Well, that's very true, but that's no reason to suspect that
Well, we can suspect anything, Colonel. Until Dr. Martin accounts for every minute from the time of the crash.
The shock must have caused a mental block. His mind doesn't want to remember the details. The origin of the scar on his chest. how he got back to the base under his own power.
Did you ever stop to think that perhaps this Dr. Martin isn't really the Dr. Martin?
What are you getting at?
What I mean is that this man could be an imposter. They do check. That's what I've been waiting for. Thanks. Get me Colonel Banks at the base, please. No, I'll wait.
Oh, yes, Mr. Briggs. Any news on the line you were getting on Dr. Martin?
Just heard from Washington. Well, I was wrong. This is our man, all right. His prints and description check right down the line. Now, here's what I suggest you do.
You say he's in excellent physical condition, yet you're keeping him in the base hospital. Why?
Mrs. Martin, you must realize that your husband is engaged in a highly secret work. If this experience had, well, affected his mind...
Are you trying to tell me that Doug is...
No. It's nothing serious, Mrs. Martin. His reflexes are excellent. Except for that one lapse of memory, his mind is perfectly clear.
Isn't that natural under the circumstances?
Yes. Except for the question of the scar on his chest.
I know he didn't have it before the crash.
Well, I'm sure he didn't, Mrs. Martin. But you see, it would be impossible for a wound of this size to have healed so quickly and without medical attention.
Well, you can't keep him here indefinitely.
Well, we don't intend to. We've asked you to come down here because we've decided to let you take him home, provided you can keep him quiet and he gets enough rest.
I understand. Now we'll just have to take that vacation he's been wanting for so long.
Vacation? To watch him, you'd think you'd never heard of one.
Yes, he must have asked me 100 times when the next test was scheduled. He's anxious to take his own readings again.
Well, he did have a key part in the planning of these projects.
Well, is there anything he should or shouldn't be allowed to do?
No. Except... he does need diversion. Anything that won't upset or excite him.
I see. Movies, bridge, drives, things like that.
Well, you're the doctor now. Just see that he gets plenty of rest.
Thank you. Goodbye, Colonel.
Goodbye.
Squadron operations. Duty desk, please.
Helen, what did you get up for?
This is Dr. Martin calling. Who is this speaking?
Sergeant Bandero. Anything I can do for you, Doctor?
I wondered if there were any last-minute orders on another atomic test. What do you mean you can't tell me?
Sorry, sir. Regulations. I can't give out information to anyone. No, sir. It won't do you any good to come down.
All right. We'll see about that. I've got to get out to the base right away. Alan, don't you agree with me? I've spent months preparing for this series of tests, and no sergeant is going to push me around now.
Well, aren't you going to say anything?
No.
Look, I know they're ready for another test, and I should be there.
Can't you understand that they don't want you around for your own good?
I don't need their sympathy. There's nothing wrong with me.
Then why are you acting this way? You're all on edge. If you don't slow down, I don't know what's going to happen.
You really believe that, don't you?
Look, Doc, if you won't take it easy for your own sake, please, do it for mine.
To get up.
Go away.
All right, stay in bed all day. It's almost 11 o'clock.
What'd you say?
Said it was almost 11 o'clock.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You go put the coffee on while I get dressed.
You had no right to go ahead without me.
And you, Kurt.
You didn't tell me either. Why?
Orders, Doug.
Orders? Nonsense. The least that could have been done would have been to let me know. I'm fine. I could have done my work.
I hate to say this, Dr. Martin, but in your present state, you're not considered a very good security risk.
Me? A security risk? My present state? What's the matter with me? How long am I to be considered?
Only temporarily. The results of the test will be available for your study when you return to work.
I am ready, Colonel.
To us, you're still a very sick man. My advice to you is to go home and relax, as you were ordered.
Relax, relax. And if I don't?
Then you'll be confined to the base hospital till you change your mind. Now, what's it gonna be? Well, Doctor?
Oh, Dr. Martin. I didn't expect you back so soon.
Haven't you heard?
I'm a mental case. Can't even be trusted with my own work.
Ah! I'm going to go berserk at any minute. Colonel Banks will fill you in on the details.
Now, don't tell me. Let me see. You're, I know. You're Miss Vincent, the secretary I share with,
Doctor, you can't be serious. There was no one in your office, so I thought you wouldn't mind.
Oh, that's all right. It's all right. As far as I'm concerned, you can take the rest of the day off.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't really belong here. I just came in to pick up a few personal things from my desk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Just a minute, Doctor. Main gate, Sergeant Powers. Dr. Kruger. No, he checked out. Yeah, about 20 minutes ago. Okay. Sorry to keep you waiting, Doctor.
It's all right.
Okay, Doctor. Will you sign out, please?
We'll post a couple of men outside of Dr. Kruger's office. Get me Colonel Banks at the officers' club.
Thank you, Doctor. Good night.
Good evening, Dr. Kruger.
Yes?
My name's Briggs. I'm from the FBI.
Briggs. Of course. I've heard of you.
I wonder if you'd mind returning to your office with me.
What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, just a few things we'd like to straighten out.
Concerns me?
Well, I'm afraid so, Doctor. Take your own car, if you like. I'll meet you there.
All right, I will.
The papers seem to be intact.
Is this all classified information, Doctor?
Of course.
You know, according to security regulations, that vault should have been locked before you left.
But I'm certain I did lock it.
All right, then tell me this. Who besides yourself has access to the combination?
Well, the colonel here and Dr. Martin.
He was in the building this afternoon.
That's right. We saw him in my office. He left around 4 o'clock on orders.
He dismissed his secretary a few minutes later, but he didn't sign out of here until 20 minutes after you left.
After I did? Well, there must be some mistake. I personally checked his office just as I was leaving, and he wasn't there.
You always do that, Doctor?
No, but Dr. Martin has been acting, well, quite strange of late.
Yes, he certainly has.
His wife telephoned to say that he hadn't come home as usual. I was very much concerned about it.
So am I. He still hasn't shown up yet. What kind of pipe tobacco do you use, Dr. Kruger?
Me? Why, I don't smoke at all.
And you, Colonel?
Cigarettes. What are you driving at?
That's funny. How long has Dr. Martin been using this brand of tobacco?
I really don't know. Why?
Now, Mrs. Martin, you say you have no idea where he could be at this hour.
Why, no, he's never been this late before without telephoning.
Well, I hate to ask this, but have you ever had any suspicion that there might be another woman?
Certainly not.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Martin.
Just why are you asking me these questions?
Well, let's put it this way. Has he made any new friends lately? You know, people not in the usual group.
No, the only people we've met have been connected with the Institute. Excuse me. Hello? Yes, just a moment. It's for you, Mr. Briggs.
Oh, thank you.
All units in sector code 4. Repeating, code 4. Be on the lookout for two-tone coupe.
License number 1W67713. Repeating, all units, code 4, missing. Dr. Douglas P. as in Paul Martin, male Caucasian, 32 years of age, height 6'3", weight 195 pounds, color of hair blonde, color of eyes blue. Last seen driving, license number 1W67713.
Dr. Martin, what are you doing with this? Any special reason for placing it under this rock?
Thank you.
Where's your phone?
Over there behind the pump.
Operator, give me Crestview 95359.
All units in Sector 7, Code 4. Repeating, Code 4. Be on lookout for two-tone coupe. License number 1W67713.
Operator, you sure you're dialing the right number? Well, try it again, will you? It's my home. There ought to be someone there now.
At junction of Highway 66 and Beach. Ambulance en route. Car 17, Code 7, Fourth and Roberts. Suspect may be armed. Repeating, Code 2 to all units. Dr. Douglas P. as in Paul Martin. Male Caucasian, 32 years of age. Height 6'3". Weight 195 pounds. Color of hair blonde. Color of eyes blue. Missing. Dr. Douglas P. as in Paul Martin. Male Caucasian.
Give me the police, quick. Central. This is Briggs. Come in.
Subject, Dr. Douglas Martin, last seen in Route 61, heading toward North Junction. Stopped at gas station, corner of Ridgewood and Mills Road. Acknowledge.
Roger. Briggs out.
You're with friends. You'll be all right.
Now let me go. Let me go.
Steady now. Steady, Doc.
He'll kill everyone. We've got to stop them.
Easy, Doug. Easy.
What did you give him?
Sodium amytal.
Truth serum. Deprive his mind of any imagination.
I guess he'll make sense now. I'll get the recorder ready.
Can you hear me, Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Now listen to me. I want you to count backwards from 100, do you understand? Backwards from 100.
100. 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94.
Oh, you can ask him questions now.
Dr. Martin, what were you doing with the information you took from Dr. Kruger's vault?
I was delivering it.
Delivering it? What? Where? To the rocks in Soledad Flats?
Yes. To Soledad Flats. And where we crashed. I was delivering it, just as I was ordered.
Who ordered you to do this, Dr. Morton?
I'll tell you the whole story. I remember we were circling the atomic cloud. There was an object glowing beneath us at Soledad Flats. We were going down to investigate. Controls jammed. Couldn't pull out.
When I regained consciousness, I was on a table.
Next thing I knew, they were coming at me. Strange people. Their eyes, those horrible eyes.
They didn't speak. I could see something strange and eerie pulsating in front of me. Then one of them lowered it toward my chest. With my own heart.
What happened? What is this place?
Who are you? What are you doing to me?
Can't you speak? Who are you?
Quite well. You have recovered from your unfortunate accident.
Who are you?
A scientist, like yourself.
Where do you come from?
From a planet, yet unknown to you.
You know my name. You speak English.
We speak every language.
You can't expect me to believe that. I'm getting out of here.
Stay where you are. Told you that.
How did you get here?
Here. In our machines, magnetically propelled across the electron bridge we have here.
Electron bridge? You mean you come and go just like that? Without anyone ever seeing you?
Our ships have been sighted on numerous occasions by your people.
Then why haven't we been able to track one down?
We have a warning system similar to your primitive radar. Our machines are set to change course at the mere approach of a pursuing object.
Let's say I do believe you. Where are we right now?
In a cavern within the upper crust of the Earth.
How long have you been here?
Since the beginning of your experiments in nuclear fission.
What have you got to do with that?
We are accumulating the energy released with each of your atomic explosions. Woman.
No, I hear eaters. Yeah,
What was that?
A report from the monitor we sent to the surface to obtain the results of your last nuclear test.
Results? They'll take days to analyze and compute.
I think you will find these figures are correct.
Can't believe it. Where is that man?
You don't recognize Arya?
No.
He is in the vicinity where you crashed.
That rock was glowing.
A normal reaction in view of the amount of radiation absorbed. You have a remarkable memory, Doctor, considering the fact that you did not survive the crash.
What do you mean?
The mechanism of your heart had ceased to function. It was necessary for us to revive it. You were dead.
I was dead? So that's what they were doing. You didn't even try to help the pilot. Why did you save me?
Because we had an important need of your services.
Such as?
Look this way, Doctor. You will understand. Here, Doctor. You are the first of your world to be looking at our solar system, the Astron. This is our planet, Astron Delta. It occupies the fourth position in relation to this, our sun.
Yes, go on.
During the 23rd time rotation, our sun began to die. So, during the succeeding generations, as our planet began to cool, vegetation began to disappear. Our eyes developed to this state to combat the ever-growing darkness. We were forced to migrate.
You left your planet? Where?
We invaded these neighboring planets. They were nearer to our sun.
You just moved in and took over? How many of us?
All of us. Well over 1 billion. There were feeble attempts to stop us, but we were prepared for such contingencies. And now that our sun is about to completely expire, we must move again in order to survive. Yours is the only planet in this solar system capable of supporting our civilization.
This is fantastic. Over 1 billion of you trying to come here to Earth.
We have no alternative. We have been putting our plan to work for some time. At the proper moment, the invasion will be launched from our platforms, which are being readied in space. Nothing can stop us.
This is ridiculous.
You cannot find your way in or out of this cavern. Do not try to leave.
Thank you.
Oh.